Dreamscape presents All Stirred Up by Brianne Moore, narrated by Mary Jane Wells. Chapter 1. Going, going, gone. So, this is it. Susan cringes inwardly at her own words, which seem as flaccid and tasteless as raw squid. Before her stand over 40 people now looking for work, and all she can say is, "This is it?" They deserve better. She wishes she could offer more, but there is no more. Elliot's Regent Street, the jewel in the crown of Napier hospitality, is going out of business, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. And Susan certainly tried. She'd fought, dug her nails in, clung, clawed, pleaded, begged. But she'd been too late to save it or any of the other Napier restaurants, which had shuttered one by one over the past 2 years. She watched, alarmed as it happened, as her grandfather's hard work gave way to waste, disaster and ultimately bankruptcy. She pleaded with her father to let her step in, as her grandfather had always intended. It was why she'd gotten a business degree. It was why she... Well, best not to think about that. Not now, as a swarm of eyes stare her down. My family, we want to thank you all for everything you've done, she continues. And to say that we're so sorry it's come to this. Believe me, if there was any other way... It's no use. They're getting restless. They want to be off to one of their favourite haunts. Maybe that slightly grubby place with character in Camden Town, to commiserate and reminisce and talk about who's hiring. Susan wants to be off too. Put London and all its failures and unhappy memories behind her. And she will, tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new start for all of them. A last chance to save her grandfather's legacy in the place it all began, Edinburgh. I'm sorry, she repeats. It's been a great pleasure working with all of you, and you'll be missed. She doubts she will be, despite having been on friendly terms with most of them. Now they look at her and only see the reason they'll struggle to make rent for a while. The sense of misplaced failure weighs heavily on her. They all stare for a few long seconds, waiting for some sign of what to do. What should she do? Dismiss them? That seems so arrogant. Her grandfather probably would have gone around the room and hugged each and every person, and they would have hugged him back and probably wiped away a few tears. But then everyone loved Elliot. And he could hardly be blamed for any of this. He and Emily, his equally talented and hard-working wife, had built a good business, a solid...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?